Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
We want to holler, go away. I need more peace and hope and love. Where do I find it in this crazy old world?
I need strategies, strategies for every radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for every radio. Every time I listen, Lauren and David share strategies for living, and it makes me aware. I got strategies for living radio.
Oh yeah, we need them. We need those strategies, don't we?
Yeah,
we're living. We need strategies.
You know what else we need?
What? Oh. A mini Splendored thing?
Yes.
Yeah.
Love.
Yes. Welcome, folks. Welcome into Strategies for Living. Glad you're here with us on 101.7 FM and 710 Kiel. She is psychotherapist, PLPC, Lauren Leon McMillan. I'm Dr. David McMillan, and we're talking love.
Yes, yeah. We are, of course.
And of course we're talking love.
What
this
else
week,
would we
right?
be talking about today?
And yet, Lauren, I mean, let's think of the confusion, okay? I mean, what is love? Is love a thought? Is it a feeling?
Is it a verb?
Is it a verb?
It's the age-old question, timeless question.
How do we experience it? How do we so misunderstand it? I mean, you know, we're celebrating St. Valentine's Day, right?
Yes.
Who was a martyr. And
yeah.
And here's a guy that was martyred for his faith.
Mm-hmm.
And we celebrate by going to get chocolates and give it to one another.
That makes a lot of sense.
Really?
Not quite, but how many things do in this world?
All right. But that's the whole point, right? I mean, We are really confused about what love is.
Yeah, unless you see love as the totality, as the summation of it all, perhaps.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You're going to get philosophical on this.
Well, you know,
huh?
It's kind of my tendency, right?
Yeah.
I suppose.
And and if I had to offer a guess, I would say that you might even bring some Greek concepts,
of course,
into our discussion. Yeah.
Of course, it all started with the Greeks.
Right? Yeah, it really did.
Well, before then, but we have documents since the Greek.
So on this Valentine Day, we've got to talk about love. Is it truly a feeling? Is it a choice? Is it something higher than both of those, feeling and choice? What are we dealing with when we're dealing with love?
Perhaps love.
Yeah, there you go. Folks, thank you for tuning in to Strategies for Living. We love you being here with us, and we love all of our sponsors who make this possible, the Robinson Film Center, and Azalea Cleaners, and Pintail Roofing, and Learning RX, and the Balanced Life Wellness Center, and Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, Alligator, Italian Sausage, and some great Muffies. Back in a moment. Love, that's on the menu. Right now on Strategies. Stay with us. Into 101.7 FM, 710 Keel. Welcome into a special edition of Strategies for Living. Why is it special? Well, we're in the mood for love, right?
That's right.
This is...
Tis the season, tis the day.
It is. I mean, we probably have some folks right now, as we speak, you know, listening to us on their way to a nice romantic dinner. Candlelight, I hope.
Or an evening out. Evening in, enjoying each
whatever.
Other.
Whatever, yeah, whatever.
Or yourself.
the whole thing, as we mentioned, I mean, we're celebrating love, and we've named it after St. Valentine's, who was a martyr for the faith.
Right.
So, you know, we're celebrating his... his life by giving each other chocolates or whatever. I mean, it seems upside down, but then again, you know,
love transcends.
Does transcend. Yes. And he did one could argue that was a very loving thing that he did.
Right.
For the faith, for himself, all of that, you know, but that's who Saint Valentine was.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, love. If we go back and explore the Symposium, that's where Plato described love. And how did he describe love?
Well, the particular part I think you're talking about, he describes a ladder. The Symposium is interesting.
Yeah.
Because it's actually like a collection of speeches.
Yep.
From a banquet, if I'm remembering correctly.
Yep.
And they were all speeches to the god of love.
Okay.
And so, but Plato specifically describes love in the Symposium as a progression, as a ladder.
Right.
Right. Starting with the love of a single body, right? The physical attraction.
Yep.
And then it moves to the love of all bodies.
Right. Appreciating the physical beauty that's available universally, right? In the world, yeah.
And then the ultimate step is love for the mind and soul, culminating in the love of the form of beauty.
Okay.
Which, as I said, transcends the physical realm.
Right.
Right?
It's very interesting. So, of course, Plato is brilliantly... theorizing all of this out of his brilliant mind and heart.
Right.
Yeah.
From eons ago.
Yeah.
Right. And so, again, sort of a hint there, a sprinkle of the idea that love transcends not only the realm, but love transcends time and space. It's something that we've always, I mean, I guarantee you, almost every song, every inspired piece of art, no matter the form, you know, a physical artwork or dance or music, anything, it touches our hearts.
Right.
Right. It comes from love.
Right.
Right.
You can go back to of course, there are several origin stories. We know best the Judeo-Christian origin story.
Yes.
Where, you know, God created the world, right?
Yeah.
And human beings and in God's image or likeness. That's, you know, that's an origin story that attempts to explain the unexplainable.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
But then, you know, science has also given us the Big Bang Theory, right?
Right.
And I kind of like to play with that, too, because, you know, some idea of the Big Bang Theory. So God's floating out there and decides,
God as like the grand organizing design,
right?
Not as a human being or
no, we make
or a
God
single
in,
entity.
Yeah. But yeah. God floating out there and
as all that is.
All that is and decides I need to share.
Right.
This needs to be shared. So could the Big Bang Theory being God blowing
exploding into bits and
into
pieces.
Bits and pieces, and that's,
you know, it's very,
resulted in, I mean, talk about love.
But yeah.
Talk about love.
Exploding, expanding love.
Yeah.
You know, it's an interesting fact of physics that I learned recently is that in order for something to shine, like to have brightness.
Right.
It has to have something to reflect upon.
Okay.
So like if you just had a source of light and you put it into space.
Right.
It actually could just go on and on and on and we wouldn't see
it. We would never see it. No,
right.
It was
unless there. It has something to reflect it back to us.
Okay.
Right. And so isn't that a beautiful reflection, if you will, of perhaps what this life, what this love is about. It's non-existent unless we have somebody or something
to share,
to reflect it back,
to
witness it. Yeah. And so that's how we shine. And that even correlates then with that Big Bang origin story, whatever you want to call it, our origins, where we came from. Because if there was only one grand organizing design, if it was just one whole, you know, it has nothing, it doesn't know itself.
Right.
Right? And so it has to explode, it has to expand, it has to cut a piece of itself off that it may know itself so that it can see, so it can witness and reflect back to itself who it is.
Right.
Right?
Right. And you know, if you're really focusing in on that, it almost makes the hair on the back of your neck stand up when you think about that concept.
And it's reflected even in the tiniest bits of the biology that we know.
Yeah.
Like from down to how we originate from sperm and egg, and in the beginning when we have these splitting of the chromosomes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the chromosomes are wound up DNA, but the chromosomes themselves are like mirror images.
Yeah.
And they split. Right.
Yeah.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah. As above, so below.
Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
Right.
And as the micro, so the macro.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So we started with the, you know, Plato begins to play with the idea of love.
Yes.
And then along comes Aristotle,
yes,
right?
Right.
And Aristotle adds to the discussion.
We've got to separate it out because we're human and we have to have labels and we can't just love everything.
Right.
Right. So Aristotle
but
says.
But it kind of builds on what Plato started because Plato said it's a progression, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. Right.
So
it's
a building on this. Yeah. So Aristotle comes up with different types of love.
Right.
Yeah. What are they?
So there's philia.
Yeah.
Which is friendship. The love of friendship. I'll name them off real quick and then we can go into them. How about
okay.
that?
Okay.
So So there's philia, which is a love, friendship love.
Right.
There's eros, which is usually what we talk about when we talk about love. It's right. It's romantic.
It's romantic love.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
And that's where we get the word erotic from, is right. Eros.
Okay.
Okay. There's agape, mm-hmm. which is selfless love.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Those are three. I think there's actually a couple more.
Right.
That
right.
Aristotle talks about.
But those are the biggies.
Those are the biggies.
Yeah. 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 So, philia. Mm-hmm. So his Aristotle's idea of friendship was really based on mutual respect, right?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they stand the test of time, and they form the foundation for other types of love. Just like we always talk about how at the base of any good romantic relationship. Is
right.
philia,
right.
is this friendship love, this true admiration for each other and being able to, wanting to spend time and get to know and support one another as friends.
Right.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the eros, that's what we celebrate today mm-hmm. in a big way.
Yeah.
The romantic love. And so, you know, Aristotle acknowledges passion and sexual attraction, and yet, even then, you know, Aristotle emphasizes that true love involves not just the emotional and the physical attraction, but also the growth factor. Mm. Now, you know, you probably already know where I'm gonna go because uh-huh. one of my very favorite Gottman. Authors from so many years ago, Scott Peck, Dr. M.
Oh,
Scott
yeah.
Peck.
Oh, sure. Okay.
And The Road Less Traveled, a book that really turned my world upside down. He spends the first 70 pages or so talking about discipline. Mm-hmm. But then he, in the second section of the book, is on love.
Right.
And he deals with this idea of romantic love and what he calls real love. And he uses the term ego boundaries
yep.
to describe what happens in romantic love, mm-hmm. that our ego boundaries collapse.
Right.
And
right. all of a sudden we see straight into each other.
Right. And I don't believe I'm experiencing and, you know, having in my life somebody that feels like I do, thinks like I do.
Right.
We're perfect for each
They're
other.
The same.
And yet... He describes fully that what collapses also comes back up.
Right.
And so that always happens. And that's the beginning of what he calls real love, which is not a collapsing of the ego boundaries, but a conscious willingness to expand
right.
the ego boundaries, stretch the ego boundaries. For yourself or for somebody else.
And what's so beautiful is if you know that going in, you can really use that time of the ego boundaries being dropped
yeah.
to really work on your own ego so that when it does come back up, you can be in a better place and remember that love that you experienced in the beginning.
Absolutely.
And continue to foster it.
Talking about, well, what else would we be talking about now,
love.
Today? Present
true
time.
Love.
On strategies for living. Love. True love.
There it is.
Yeah, there you go. Talking about it this evening here on Strategies for Living. Stay with us. More to come. Hey, let's talk about the Robinson Film Center. You know, I say it a lot. There's no place like the
Absolutely
Robinson.
Absolutely, there is not.
617 Texas Street, downtown Shreveport. You've got so much. You've got the movies. You got Abby Singer's Bistro on the second floor of RFC, open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday.
Newly remodeled.
Absolutely. Great menu. RobinsonFilmCenter.org is the way you check it all out. You can go to RobinsonFilmCenter.org at any time and find out what movies are showing. Here's the deal. You want to join the crowd, join the fun. Become a member. When you become a member, you become a star. Mm-hmm. You get discounts on movies. You get concession upgrades. You get bistro deals. RFC, 617 Texas Street in downtown Shreveport. I'll say it again. There's no place like the Robinson.
There is not, and I'm glad we have one right here.
Absolutely. The Robinson Film Center. .org.
Reading begins not in the classroom, but in your child's brain. I'm Donisa Walker with LearningRx Shreveport. If your child struggles to read, maybe he or she has trouble focusing or comprehending, LearningRx Shreveport offers a science solution to reading problems, working one-on-one with your child, targeting his or her reading skills. Today, call LearningRx Shreveport. Make an appointment to have your child assessed. I know you want to help your child. So does LearningRx Shreveport.
Welcome back into your daily dose of Radio Rehab. Yeah, this is Strategies for a Living on 101.7 FM, 710 Keel, Lauren Leon McMillan, and David McMillan talking about, well, what else will we be talking about today except love, right?
It's love day.
It's love day. It is the day of love.
And love starts with self-love, right?
Yeah.
So even if we're not partnered right now, I still think it's an important day to celebrate love in all forms.
Yeah.
You know, whether we're partnered or we're loving ourselves or our pets or our friends.
Yeah.
You know, that's filial love, right? Like we talked about.
Yeah. We mentioned earlier in the week that song that's been done by a lot of people, including Whitney Houston, The Greatest Love of All.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's a song talking about loving self. Mm-hmm. You know, even Jesus, you know, and a lot of times, you know, I think we lop off part of what Jesus said, and I think, you know, that's dangerous. We need to look at all of what Jesus said. And when he was asked, what are the greatest commandments?
Right.
He said, love God and love your neighbor as you love yourself. And I
propose, perhaps, what if that's not just a commandment, but a great truth?
Yeah.
That you love your neighbor as you love yourself.
Right.
You can only love your neighbors to the degree, to the depth at which you have loved and known yourself.
Right. Right. Well, and he went on to say, you know, all of the law and the prophets are built on love God and love your neighbor as you love yourself. So therefore, I think you're exactly on target. Jesus was communicating a great truth if you understand it.
And you know what's beautiful is actually that's really quite it's quite similar to what Plato was suggesting
in terms of
a stair step or a ladder.
Yeah.
It starts with the foundation of loving. He said a single body, but that's yourself.
That's yourself, a single body.
By loving yourself and your body in form, right? And then by loving others in form, and then by loving beyond that.
Yeah.
Because they all build on one another. Because once you love and appreciate and know yourself, can you do that with other?
Right.
And then beyond that, can you realize, whoa, wait a second. There's really not even others. We're all one. And so love is all around, right? To quote another great song.
Yeah. I use this a lot in the counseling, therapy, coaching room, when talking both with individuals and with couples, you know, the concept is that you can't give something that you don't have.
Right.
And so that's the incredible amount of wisdom and foundation, i.e. truth, that, you know, you're alluding to when we talk about Jesus saying, love God and love your neighbor as you love yourself. How can you love any more to somebody else than you than you love yourself. Mm-hmm. And the illustration that I give is, you know, if I encounter you and you're thirsty, mm-hmm. and I desperately want to give you a drink of water, right?
Right.
But I've let my, canteen run dry.
Yeah.
And so I don't have anything to give you. If I don't keep my canteen full, mm-hmm. you know, and right. replenish it, then when you come along and I want to give you water, I don't have anything to give you. No. Instead, I'm trying to get from you. Mm-hmm. Now, yeah. doesn't that describe...
Isn't that what happens all the time in
our relationships?
Yeah, and I would describe that as the difference between acting out of love, which would be I have a filled container, and so, yes, I am acting just out of love. I would like to share this love with you.
Yeah.
Versus acting, to get love.
Yeah.
You know, to get love. Hmm. Are you acting out of love or for love?
Yeah.
Right? Are you acting to get love or to give it?
Yeah. We started talking high on the horse with Plato and Aristotle. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it doesn't stop, does
no,
it?
No, it's a timeless topic. We yeah. continue to...
I mean, people are writing as we're speaking.
Right.
There are probably thousands of books as we speak still being written about, and the focus is love. Mm-hmm. Whether those books are self-help books, are there, they're...
It's the great ever-present mystery that yeah. connects us all, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, in any bookstore, go into any bookstore mm-hmm. and look at the greatest amount of shelf space is devoted to.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot in the typical bookstore. There's a lot devoted to romance, right?
Yeah.
Because it sells. And, you know, people might say, oh, well, you know, those romance novels or those Hallmark movies, you know, which are essentially romance novels on television, right?
Right, right, yeah.
But why do people watch those? Because
we all want to be seen. We all want to be heard. We yeah. all want to be witnessed.
Yeah.
And party to this mysterious, omnipresent energy,
yeah.
we might call love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love is a many splintered thing.
Oh, yeah.
Splinter.
No.
No.
Actually, you know, that's kind of that's kind of the take that Sartre takes.
Oh, yeah?
Jean-Paul Sartre.
Yeah?
Yeah. He kind of takes this idea. He's one of the more modern philosophers.
Right.
And he believes that love is a painful struggle.
So it is a splintered thing. See?
And
I was right.
Doomed to failure.
Well, I mean, from a physical sense.
Right.
Yes.
Yes.
All relationships end mm-hmm. by death or divorce on a physical scale.
Right.
But are we just, you know,
physical
here's,
love.
Are we talking, is love beyond our physical? Does love point us to the great beyond, what's mm-hmm. beyond what we can see with our five senses, right?
Yeah.
See and hear and taste and touch and smell, you know? Does it point us to an existential truth?
Yeah.
Beyond the physical, which is what? The spiritual, right?
Right. This is interesting. It brings up kind of a memory that I had. I went to a friend's youth group when I was, I don't know, I was young. I was maybe in middle school.
Right.
And they were having a conversation. I'm usually pretty quiet, so I don't say much. I was mainly just kind of listening and
watching.
You were
just hanging out.
Yeah. I was hanging out with my friend at a place she enjoyed being. She wanted me to come.
Right.
And so all, you know, the youth director, whoever was leading the group at the time, you know, asked the question, well, what is God? Mm-hmm. Right. And everybody was quiet. And I just said, love. Mm. And they all looked at me like I had just spoken the greatest truth, you know, like I had just spoken the gospel. And I just.
I think you did, though. See, I think
I
you
really
did.
Didn't think it was that profound,
yeah.
you know, it was just kind of, well, of course, you know, God is love. That's the way I could have described God at that point in my life. And,
right.
you know, I think it still stands.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, because love like God, the universe, whoever you want to put the divine to be, is this great, as I've kind of described it earlier, it's this great mystery that connects us all. And it vitalizes us all. You're going to read now our anagram that we've come up with.
Yeah, L-O-V, you know, we like to play with the, we like to mm-hmm. play with the yeah. words, right? So L-O-V-E, luminous, mm-hmm. omnipresent,
yep.
vital, energy,
yep.
and expansion. Got to have energy. Two E's on the end.
La vie.
La vie. Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, because when love kicks in, mm-hmm. you know, it's expansive.
Yeah.
And there is an expansion.
Well, it continues to grow.
Omnipresent, vital, energy, / expansion.
Well, and I think omnipresent would actually cover the expansion piece.
Yeah.
Because omnipresent means it's present across all time and space. And so that's expansive.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it begins to touch on love as a... what I think mm-hmm. it truly is, which is a spiritual force. It's right. so, I mean, it's so powerful.
Yeah. It's, you know, it builds. Again, we've kind of, actually, we still followed Plato's ladder here in talking about love in form and then love between others and now love as expansive. And I don't think it's a matter of, well, what is it? Is it, which one is it? Is it that, this or that?
Yeah.
I think it is all of the above, a both and situation.
I don't think it's just a both and.
Yeah.
I think it's synergistic.
Mm.
Synergy is the yep. whole mm-hmm. is greater than the sum of the parts.
Right. And even at the very tip top that we can experience love in human form to be.
Right.
There's still more beyond that we can't even fathom
yeah.
or hold in form.
Yeah.
That's kind of my
It's interesting because if you read the literature the last 100 years or so mm-hmm. of people who have had NDEs,
yes,
near-death experiences,
right,
and they have written about it, talked about it, you know, it's, what's interesting is the amount that we've learned collectively
yes.
from those NDEs and the reporting. And it's amazing how many of them have had, even though one doesn't know another, obviously, there is a consistency
yep.
across that literature, mm-hmm. which, you know, I hope gives us all a certain
hope yeah.
In what is to come.
Well,
and calms our fears.
And the consistency is that it's love.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yep.
Yeah. Luminous.
It's all love.
Luminous.
Omnipotent.
Omnipresent. Vital. Energy. Mm. I still want it to expand. Even
you can
though,
let it yeah, expand. I mean, it's important.
Talking about love. Talking about love today. What else would we be talking about here on Strategies for Living? I want to expand some on the spiritual because I think it's really important.
Yep.
Okay.
Let's do it.
We'll do that when we come back here on Strategies for Living. Stay with us.
From the bayou to your table, we're keeping it alive. With flavors from the family, passed down to survive. The Godfather's here, with a twist in the tail. Alligator Italian sausage, and it sure won't fail. It's the boss of the bayou, a taste you can't refuse. Italian tradition, Cajun infused. Godfather sausage, bold and true.
Get the Godfather Alligator Italian Sausage only at Fertitta's Delicatessen, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport. Pick up a Muffy while you're there. The Godfather Alligator Italian Sausage. It's a taste you can't refuse. Sold only at Fertitta's, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport.
Dealing with stress, pain, feel like you're running out of options? When your life is balanced, wellness is a given. True wellness is holistic. It's about the mind, the body, and the spirit, all in balance. Now, there's a place right here in Shreveport that's all about helping us achieve peak mental, emotional, and physical health. The Balanced Life, 117 Kings Highway, right next door to Strawn's. Come see and feel the difference getting your life in balance can be. Many of your friends and neighbors have already learned the difference less stress and pain mean in their lives. You can book a discovery session right now online, thebalancedlife.us. All you've got to lose is stress, pain, or maybe both. Come see and feel for yourself the real difference balanced wellness makes. The Balanced Life Wellness Center, 117 Kings Highway in Shreveport, next door to Strawn's, thebalancedlife.us.
Facing the same old problems day to day makes you want to holler.
I'm looking.
Which way did they go? I gotta find them.
We got them right here. Strategies for living on 101.7 FM, 710 Keel. Thank you for being with us. And you know, it reminds me because of the kind of we said earlier, we probably have some people on their way to a nice romantic dinner or movie at the Robinson or wherever, and you know, you're hopefully enjoying our conversation, and you're saying, "Geez, I wish, you know, we're at our destination. We can't stay in the car and listen to this. I wish I didn't have to miss this."
Wow, there is a way.
Yeah?
Yeah, we're on Facebook, Strategies for Living with David McMillan. And on YouTube, it's just Strategies for Living.
All right, so you don't ever have to miss an episode.
No.
Or if you catch a part of the episode on the radio, you can always
jump back on
Facebook or our YouTube, and you can listen to the whole program.
That's right.
And, you know, the nature of radio is, not everybody. A lot of people listen in their vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
And around our parts, most of us don't have hour commutes. So, you know, and by the way, and we'll have news coming up because we're working on a podcast.
That's right. That's right. It's on the way.
Yep. And so
more
to come. We'll keep you up to date.
Because I think people have problems with the Facebook and YouTube. Sometimes, you know, you got to keep the image up.
You're right.
And on a podcast, you can.
Oh, podcast. I mean, everybody's doing it. Seems like everybody's listening.
There's a podcast for
that. There's a podcast for everything. There's a podcast about creating podcasts, for goodness sake. A lot of them, as a matter of fact. So we're talking love, of course, today on Strategies for Living. And let's get into the spiritual aspect of this.
I thought we were there already.
Well, we are.
We're dipping our toes.
Yeah, we've been there. But when you look at love as a spiritual force, there are a lot of spiritual traditions that approach love as more than just a feeling. Certainly Christianity does.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you were talking earlier about agape.
Right.
So Christianity speaks of agape, and I love, you know, I love St. Paul's, writings about love is patient, love is kind, love does not put on airs. In other words, it's selfless and it's unconditional.
Right.
And, you know, you see that when you read the gospel messages, when you read the actual words of Jesus.
Well, and I think
you see that unconditional love shining through.
That's what also I think what Jesus was trying to express by calling, you know, by calling God Father.
Right.
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 That
a parent. Yeah.
You know, that's
the expansive love of who mm-hmm. created us.
Right.
A parent who. That's the loving nature.
Right. But not only that, but the idea, I mean, there's two parts to the parent part. There's that unconditional love and support of an ideal healthy parent, right? And that's what we're talking about. But it's also the idea that when you are a parent, that means that you have the same genes. You're made from the same stuff as your parent. And you inherit the name, the last name, right? Yeah. And so I think that's the other part of Jesus calling God Father by saying, hey, look, he's given us all of these abilities that we too can do.
Absolutely. And then in other spiritual traditions, I mean, when you look at Rumi and how Rumi speaks of love, he speaks of love as a force that actually connects us with the divine and with one another. So for Rumi, love is about transcendence.
Yeah.
It's about moving beyond our ego self, right?
Yeah, it's that profound, all-encompassing force that, as you say, transcends the self. It transcends the body and the self.
Right.
That acts kind of as a bridge to connect you with the divine and everything.
Right.
Right. It's that almost makes me think of a network of connections.
Yeah.
Right. It's that the goo that connects us all is love.
Yeah. And then, you know, from a Buddhist perspective, Buddhism sees love as compassion and kindness and really a desire for the well-being of all beings, right?
Right.
And so in this love, in this idea of love, it's not limited to romantic or to family relationships, but it's all extending to all of humanity.
Right. You know? Again, with that goo that connects us all, right? It's I think Rumi actually calls it the water of life, right? So meaning that there's no boundaries to it all either, right? We're all in and surrounded by the water of life that is love.
Can we choose love, or is love something that just happens to us?
From the aspect that we've been talking about, I don't think there's a lot of... Well, we can choose to turn a blind eye to love, but it's all around.
Hmm.
I think we can choose to program ourselves to place ego beliefs in place that make it to where we're blind to them and that we see other things. But in truth, what we've done is just bent love. I mean, because if we think about love as all there is, okay, in the connecting goop, you can pretend that you don't see love. Mm-hmm. But what you're seeing is love through a fractured lens that you've created for yourself.
Yeah.
So it's almost like that idea that you can't help but speak God's name sort of idea.
Yeah.
You can't help but see love.
Yeah.
And a way that I've thought about it is love is the white light. I mean, that's part of our luminous, right?
Yeah.
And so when you put white light through a prism, which could be a symbol for our bodies, our physical form, it splits off into all different colors.
Yeah.
Right? And so no matter what color you are seeing love in, whether that's, you know, sadness or grief or even fear.
You're making my point again. Love is a many splintered thing.
It is.
You're making my point.
It is splintered.
Yeah, there you go.
It is light splintered.
I told you.
Okay, I'll take you up on that one.
Look, if you want, you know, we I'd love to go on, and we could go on for the next 3 or 4 hours because we're talking about love. But if you want to explore more, I would recommend The Road Less Traveled by Scott Peck and reading that section on love.
The Symposium might be
an interesting read by Plato. Yeah.
Anything by Rumi.
Yep. The Art of Loving by Eric Fromm. Mm-hmm. All of those would be good recommendations. But whatever you decide, I hope you have a wonderful, loving time wherever you might be headed today and whatever you might be doing on this Valentine's Eve. Right?
I like it.
Evening. Yes. We'll be back here on Strategies for Living. Stay with us. You're going to see the difference. When you go to Azalea Cleaners, you'll hear about it too. Azalea Cleaners has been fine dry cleaning since 1958, plus laundry, alterations and repairs, comforters, wedding gown cleaning and restoration. You'll hear about it from your friends because they'll see it too. They'll notice the Azalea difference. Azalea is convenient. 732 Azalea Drive, 9220 Ellerby Road, and 9227 Mansfield Road. Plus, the front door of your home or business with Azalea's delivery on demand. Just text SETUP to 249-8283 and Azalea will pick up your clothes and deliver them back clean and fresh to you. You can't get closer than that. That's the Azalea difference. You'll notice it right away. Others will too. The Azalea difference. Fine dry cleaning since 1958. Text SETUP to 249-8283 and get the Azalea difference. AzaleaCleaners.com.
Hi, this is Jay Merle for Pintail Roofing. Let's talk about quality. When you hire Pintail to build your roof, here's what you can expect. Quality and quality control are the most important concerns for us at Pintail, and you need to know that Pintail stands tall with swift and professional performance on any warranty call. This is our most important policy. And remember, we're your neighbors. We'll be here for you for the long haul. Our family's lived here for over 100 years, and we aren't going anywhere. On the commercial side of Pintail's business, our fluid-applied roofing solutions can save thousands of dollars over conventional commercial roofing options. Call Pintail at 226-ROOF for a free inspection of your home or commercial building. That's 226-7663. Pintail Roofing. What's the condition of your roof?
Facing the same old problems day to day makes you wanna holler, get away. Looking for the road that'll get me there. Looking for hope and peace to spare. Looking for strategies for leaving radio.
You found it here on 101.7 FM, 710 KEEL. We are Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, talking about, well, what else this evening? Love, of course. And what, Lauren, what's your takeaway from the discussion that we've been all over the all over love today?
Well, love is all over.
Yeah.
Right? So
yeah.
We can be all over it.
By the way, you know, we mentioned books. That movie, Love Actually.
Yes.
Where,
I've been thinking about that.
Where the song that you mentioned, Love Is All Around, is in that movie.
Yes.
It's a wonderful little movie. A lot of people think it's a Christmas movie because I think it's set at Christmas. But you can watch it anytime. And it's a great movie about really what it'll spark. It'll spark a lot of what we've been talking about.
Yeah, and it does show all the little fractals, all the little ways in which love exists in the world, right?
Yeah.
And
love is all around.
It's a tale as old as time, too, right?
Yeah.
I mean, since the beginning of time, it's been here, and we wrestle with it.
We've been trying to figure it out.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe it's something that we can't... I don't think it's something we can fully put our arms around ever in the physical.
But boy, isn't the wrestling with it fun?
Wrestling with love? Yeah.
Yeah. I think the wrestling with it, you know, is worth
And
all.
I think that's important. You know, if you take anything away, just to spark that question, that inquiry within yourself.
Yep.
There you go. What is love to you?
There you go. Folks, thank you. Thank you for tuning in to Strategies for Living. We appreciate and we love you being here with us. We love doing this program for you. And we love all of our sponsors who make it possible. The Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Pintail Roofing and Learning RX and the Balanced Life Wellness Center and Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, Alligator Italian Sausage, and some pretty good Muffies, too. If today were the last day of your life, only had one more phone call that you could make, who would you call? What would you say? And why are you waiting? Make the call. For Lauren Leon McMillan, I'm David McMillan. See you next time on Strategies
for a living.